Good morning. I seem to have become a real-life Neo, and not in the cool sense of having a flowing leather jacket and being able to fly, but along the lines of being a program within or on the periphery of a matrix that doesn't quite have parameters set for someone of my programming to fit into the overall matrix. I'm talking, of course, of the job centre, which I've had to transfer from my previous one in Swadlincote to Nottingham job centre. And this morning we went through all the paperwork to do a live transfer, and up comes the issue of address. And obviously, because I am homeless, we had to go through a bunch of more paperwork, and the paperwork was, you know, where are you staying, where have you been staying for the last couple of nights. And obviously, when I use a website like crashpadder.com and various other sites to be able to find somewhere to stay, I don't necessarily know the people or remember the address or any of that sort of detail. So that sort of is a problem, because, you know, you need an address, you need somewhere to be to have your mail and letters sent to and stuff. So at the minute, most of my mail is going to be sent to the actual Nottingham post office in the job centre, and it's going to be saved there, I guess. Just strange feeling over me this morning. The lady said, you know, are you sorting out housing? And I just remember the time when I did a video blog of some homeless lads in 2007 about them not being priority because they didn't, you know, have a child or they weren't pregnant or things like that. And the amount of time it can take for you to be able to get some kind of accommodation or house or somewhere to stay. And it just got me thinking about the whole idea of it all. And, you know, I told the lady I've not been down to housing. I don't really want to try and take more off a state. I'm sort of living in this social media bartering kind of world, and I have been for a long time. And, you know, you can totally appear crazy when even you're not. And I said to her, well, I'm looking to raise sponsorship and money to be able to move into an ARC. And that doesn't really sort of go down well with the masses, because they think you're a little bit batshit crazy that you're going to live in an ARC. I guess I should have explained about the living ARC and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, sitting there across a table when you're seeing thousands of people a day and somebody says that you're going to go and live in an ARC, I can understand her being a bit apprehensive.
Skype is on.
I can imagine her being a bit apprehensive of that. Anyway, just a bit overwhelming kind of morning. That whole address thing sort of brings it all rushing back. I'm just booting up the machine and going to start work on version 3 of the blog to make it a little bit more slicker, a bit more cleaner, and have a bit of a think about next steps, plans. We've got it all sort of switched over, so at least I can go and sign at the local centre now without having to get trains and stuff and rushing about and all that stuff. So that's a better thing. But I guess it feels a bit more concrete now, because, you know, I don't know what I'm really trying to say. Anyway, I'm going to crack on. Hope everybody's well. And I'll speak to you all soon. Oh, don't forget, there is going to be a Media Camp 3 on the 27th of November in Nottingham. And it's at the Lace Market House. So that's 5456 High Pavement. And I think there's an Eventbrite set up for it. I'll have a dig through my tweets for the last couple of days and you'll probably find it. Cheers.